Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions on your answers and will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote, I am likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
I'm likely to vote.
What is your age?
75.
Are you between, excuse me, sir?
75.
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
When voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there's sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. Now, this proposal is called a proposal for non-motorized trails, Melash, and the ballot reads as follows. So the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. Now, the Melash will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably no, sir?
Definitely no.
Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public fundings to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes or no in favor?
No.
Definitely no or probably no?
Definitely no.
Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor or no against?
No.
Definitely no or probably no?
Goodbye.